This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And I do hope you are having an unbelievable day, and we have a problem that I had not noticed. I don't know if you guys know me very well, but one thing that I absolutely don't like very much is a mirror. And so I think I might have inadvertently taken a shower to get ready to come on the radio and not looked in the mirror, and therefore I didn't put the junk in my hair and I didn't comb it. So as a result, I look really, really, really a lot worse than usual, which is usually pretty bad, but I put on a jacket out of reference, out of respect for the beautiful Lauren. I just blew the hair. So I want you to know that I know, and we're going to have to deal with it, and I spoke about it, so therefore it's not the elephant in the refrigerator. And how are you, Adrian, my son?
I am tremendous. I would love for you to come all the way into the frame in spite of your hair. And we are excited, man. Man, this is going to be fun today.
She's the best woman I know, and I've known her a long time. She goes deep for human beings, especially women, and she's just all in all the time at a level you people cannot believe. And if you grow up and you're looking for a role model, it should be Lauren. And I'm just telling you that for a fact. She has just done it, and I love her. She's an author. She's a woman's woman. She's not afraid to look anybody in the eye and say, we can do better, and here we are, right?
Amen to that.
Take it away, baby.
I'm so excited to have you back on the show, Lauren. And I was meeting earlier with a really, really cool person who needs to be at your event, actually, whose name is Jordan Hartheim. And I was telling her about you and what you have done. And just as I was reflecting on that, you are truly one of the most inspiring women I've ever met. And I'm just telling this whole story and going, man, this is a great story. This is such a cool person. And we always love having you with us on the show. So welcome.
Well, thank you. I love being with you. And I think your hair looks fabulous.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Better than usual, to be honest.
Then when upstairs, I'm like, I better go brush my hair.
Or maybe you uncomb it. That's all you need to do. Whatever it is, it's working. So, Lauren, let's go right. Oh, by the way, next week, Mark Victor Hansen on the show. So he wanted to come on today, and I said no. No, you are preempted, buddy. You can't even tie the shoes of Lauren. And Mark goes, I've sold 500 million books. I said, that's mock turtle. By the time she's done, it will be bigger than that. We are looking at Michael Jordan in the fourth grade. It's Lauren LaHave. And,
I love Mark Victor Hansen. I got to tell you, I asked him because Tony did the forward to my book, Life Tune-Ups, but I guess he wasn't allowed to put his name on the cover that he had done the forward. Mm-hmm. And Mark Victor Hansen, he was so sweet. He's like, I'll do the testimonial for you. And then guess what ended up on the cover of my book? Mark Victor Hansen's quote on the cover of my book. And then my book ended up in People magazine. And so that was kind of cool. I'm actually looking at it right now. So I love
Mark. Hold it up.
Hang on a second.
Okay, so here's the deal. While she's doing that, you guys, Mark Victor Hansen, I know, and I'm not going to shout their names out. Look at that.
So it was in People. Look at that. It was like the most inspiring book of the year. And look at that. I don't know if you can see Mark Victor Hansen's
name. Yeah.
Me and the Dalai Lama. That's pretty freaking good. I don't think, and that wasn't even a marketing campaign.
Okay, Mark Victor Hansen, put that one in your pipe and smoke it. But about him, most of the icons are really good in front of the camera, but the other 23 hours of the day, they aren't so good. Yeah. Mark Victor Hansen is better behind the scenes than he is on camera. And I don't know many people like that, including myself, so my hat is off to the guy. But we got you right now, and we want to know all about how you got here first, and then we'll figure out where you're going, because you are such an inspiration for women, especially, and girls all over this planet. It's unbelievable. So take it away, Lauren. Tell us a story.
How did I get here? how did I get here? I guess I got here, you know, my parents raised me with very strong contribution values. That's what our life was about, was how could you give back? I mean, my dad was with the Lions Club for 52 years. And so it was all about service. Who can you help? Who can you serve? Whether it was, you know, we work with the blind a lot. It was one of the, my parents raised me with very great work ethics. I mean, I think we would get up every morning and on the weekends and we'd go to the flea market. We, you know, go to the garage and at 4:30 in the morning, pack boxes, go work all day at the flea market, then come home. I don't know, maybe go to the Waffle House, something like that. And then we pack up and go the next day. So I think the work ethic, I really respected my parents so much for their work ethic and then their level of contribution. So I guess that's where I pretty much got started. Very humble. My grandparents were immigrants. So, where were they from? Hungary. And, so super, super amazing and very, very blessed. And then I went to the University of Georgia, go Dogs, and I worked at the football department. And then I was.
Did you? That's pretty cool the last couple of years.
It's very cool. It was very, very cool. And I'm working, especially working in the football department right after Herschel Walker, you know, and then, I was at the game last year, but it was so powerful because I think, you know, so many times people think that it's just luck, especially at the end of the game. I don't know if you saw the end of the game at the last national championship, not this one, but the one before. And, you know, since then he threw the ball, that really long pass. Adrian, you remember this?
Yeah.
And it was like within the last minute and everybody said, oh my gosh, that was such luck. And it was like, what are you talking about? They practiced that play over and over and over and over again. And I think that's the big thing, Tom, we talk about, especially that it's not luck. People have been practicing and practicing and practicing. I mean, look at Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield. I mean, I remember when Jack was speaking at Louise Hayes events back then, doing some teacher's guide book. So it's like they've done things and finally, like there was something that got, chicken soup for the soul to stick, right? But you have to stay in the trenches, I think is a big thing. And there's something to be said about, you know, just time, right? Like you can't expect everything to happen in just overnight. Everybody's expecting to be an overnight sensation. I remember being at Tony's house in November 1989, right? And he had 25 people at his house and events were 60 people. And then someone was asking me then what was the size of events back in the 90s? And it was like, you know, 2,000 people. And then it wasn't until I'm Not Your Guru came out where events grew to like 12,000 people. So I think you have to be patiently persistent is the biggest thing that I've learned.
Patiently persistent. So I got to rewind. My buddy Shia LaBeouf, the actor, my buddy Paul Hauser. I was in a meeting, in a course of meetings with them, and they were both eating at Waffle House. So I'm going, why is anybody eating at Waffle House anymore? And you just brought up Waffle House, and I went there, and it is so good. And I'll bet you it's been a week or two since you've been to the Waffle House. Go back there because it will remind you of your childhood so much.
I would totally go back there, but there are no Waffle Houses on the West Coast, so that's why I'm always looking for an excuse to go to the East Coast and have me some Waffle House.
That's so awesome. But, you know, you think about your parents, and everything's a tribute to your mom and dad, really, because they brought you up right. And my mom passed about 15, 20 years ago, and I'll never forget, everywhere I went, I would always call my mom and said, you're not going to believe this, Mom. And having those memories and your memories and being able to go back and be the byproduct of your parents' values is unbelievable. And I know your son, Joshua.
Yes, you do.
As a result of that, it is such a beautiful thing seeing him become his mother. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And Lauren, I am unbelievably proud of you for so many things, especially who you are for that little boy.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks. Don't make me cry on the radio or news or whatever we're on. Make me cry. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing is that we have to remember our kids are always watching and not, I think that they're always watching, even like he's 26 now, right? But he's still always watching. And I think that understanding how important it is to walk your talk. I think that I don't want to be teaching the lesson I need to learn most. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that I, for me personally, I'm really looking about who's out there doing it. And that's what you do. I mean, you really, really do it. And I'm very, very grateful to have you in my life. So that's what it's about, my friend. That's a little bit of my story.
That is what it's about. And so you talked about, I loved that phrase, contribution values with your parents. You know, what does that look like? You know, I have an 11-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 6-year-old.
And you do?
I do, yeah.
You gotta be kidding me.
And so, I think about this all the time, right? Because
it was very difficult for us when he had two kids in junior high. He was so young. He had children so young, you just wouldn't believe it.
Oh, goodness. I think a lot about, you know, I'm an achiever. And that's good news and bad news, because I think I have this achievement orientation, and I think that there's parts of that have really not served me in my happiness, even if they've served me in other ways, in career advancement or whatever. And so I want to have different values that I pass on to my kids. And so I think a lot about that. And so how do you have contribution values as opposed to achievement values, or, you know, do what the world tells you to do values when you're...
That's fascinating. It's interesting. One of the ladies that is speaking at the event that we're doing, I've done so many values exercises. And so then she said that she had this values exercise to do. And I'm like, oh my God, not another freaking values exercise. And I got to tell you, it was the best values exercise I have ever done, because it focused on something, realizing that one of the values was something that was called meaningful work.
Yeah.
Or meaning. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like that was it. Not just like career or success, like you talked about. It was about doing something that really mattered. And I realized that's really what it is for me. It's not about success. It's doing something that really leaves a footprint and my legacy in the world. So it's exactly what you talk about of legacy leadership. For me, success is contribution. Success is about having that contribution part of it. For me, it's about, you know, touching one person, then that's been a successful day. If I said hello to somebody and maybe I gave them a smile, or maybe I gave them, I don't know, whatever, for me, that is success. So I think it's what success represents to you.
I love that. And I love that frame of meaningful work. Because that's really what it comes down to. And I think as we, you know, figure out as parents, as mentors, as leaders in all these different forms, how to help people to move towards something that is going to move the needle in the world, it emanates from doing something that's meaningful to them. So I love that. We got to take a quick break here. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and the amazing Lauren LaHave. Stick around. We will be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault. It's the Legacy Leadership Show with Lauren LaHave, one of the most amazing women I swear I know in person in my life. And she has made a difference in my life on so many levels. But what she's done, I'll never forget that little girl that you caught. Well, the first time I ever really got hold of you was when you called me about somebody that was in trouble that needed some money, or you were given, something happened and I gave money. And usually when I give money, I never hear from anybody again. You kept me up to speed on every stage of that little girl's life. So that money I gave meant something to me when I gave it. It meant something to her, and it meant something over and over and over again, because you know how to do it, because it means something to you. Right, Lauren?
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell the quick story, because I don't even know if you know the whole story. Real quick. Was I have a bracelet and it says stay true on it. And I was standing in line at Whole Foods, and this little girl in front of me, she had a trach, and she was, you know, they were in line, and she kept like looking at my bracelet. And so she grabbed the bracelet and I took the bracelet off. She was only a couple years old, and she took the bracelet off and I gave it to her. And the lady's like, no, you don't have to. I go, no, I really want to. A year later, I get a call. And it was a call from this lady saying, hey, is there any way you can come by Sunrise Hospital? Ursula, as I can't leave. Ursula's had open heart surgery. And can you bring some, just like some food and some new bedding for the bed? And I'm like, what? It's kind of weird, but okay. So I get to the hospital. And I'm like, how did you find my name? How did you get my phone number? And she goes, you gave Ursula this bracelet. And she held up the bracelet. And she goes, and Ursula won't go anywhere without the bracelet. And she looked up I found your phone number from your website, because on the back it said the name of my website. And this little girl had already had many open heart surgeries. She was waiting for a heart. You were able to help because they needed a house. And you were able to help them by doing that. So I think you just never know. You never know what one kind thing can do for someone's life.
You show up and everybody wins, and never say no. Yep. Try to never say no. Because I'm telling you what, that world that no lives in is usually God's world, and that's where yes should reside. And if you haven't read The Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer, that's what it's all about. And my whole thing in my life is trying to never say no, no matter what, because I guarantee you the best things that ever happened in my life lived inside of the things that I didn't want to do. And something came out of that. That was a miracle. Just exactly like you running into that little girl in the grocery store, right, Paco?
Yeah. And you just never know. Like that. That's the most amazing thing in that story is that there was no grandiose intention in that moment. You gave her something that was clearly more meaningful to the kid than to you, and then God had a bigger plan for that moment, right? And so you know, saying yes to the tiny moments is what I think so often allows you to get to those bigger moments.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and Ursula helped a lot of people. Unfortunately, she passed away. She was waiting for a heart just last year. She passed away, but she, you know, we always talk about, you know, do you want so many people are focused on things that really don't matter? And we always talk about, do you want to add more years to your life or do you want to add more life to your years? And the one thing that I'll say is that she had more life in her years. I mean, there's so many people that are walking around dead because they're complaining and bitching the whole time. But this girl lived, you know. We helped get her a dog, helped get her, like, you know, the most amazing Christmas. They built a huge backyard. They came and did a story on her. And like you said, you don't have any expectations about what it is other than just being able to support however we can.
So we're listening to Lauren, and you just, you know, the biggest thing is I love every time we have you on the show, I love being in your presence because I just feel your heart. And I know that everybody who is listening and watching with us now is feeling the same way. And you probably are wanting more where that came from. And Lauren is putting together an incredible event that is coming up end of March. There's a virtual version. There's a version that is in person in Las Vegas at War A Studios, which is a thing you need to see in its own right just because of the incredible production that she's going to be putting on. And if you want to go and check it out, you can go to ownyourworthexperience.com. And they've got early bird tickets that are here for about another week. So you definitely want to go and jump on this now while you can get it at the lowest price. And it's going to be incredible. So I want to talk more about that on the other side of the break here. We got to take another quick break in a minute because some of the people, and we were talking about this just before we went live on the show, some of the people that you, all of the people that you brought to this this experience are just unbelievable. And so we'll talk more about the Own Your Worth experience on the other side of the break. We've got the amazing Lauren LaHaye. You've got Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault listening to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or help. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News update. 7 people are dead, 3 others injured after an attack at a Jerusalem synagogue. According to reports, a Palestinian gunman entered that synagogue and began shooting at worshippers attending Friday night services. Protests took place across the nation last night in the wake of the public release of the Tyre Nichols police video. Demonstrators turned out in Memphis, New York, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. While the protests were for the most part peaceful, police did have to use pepper spray on some unruly crowds. Following the release of that video showing Tyre Nichols being beaten by Memphis police officers, his father speaking out.
For an individual to weigh 150 pounds and to be brutalized by five officers is unheard of, and we needed the public to see it so that they could make their own judgment.
Rodney Wells went on to say Tyre was loved by everyone and was the type of person everyone saw good in. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're back. It is Tom Chenault. It's the Legacy Leadership Show with my little boy Adrian and the great Lauren LaHave. And I'm telling you, everybody, get a piece of paper out and a pen, because who she is bringing to this event in Vegas. And I don't know if you guys saw Eric Worre and Grant Cardone today, but they put on a performance of epic proportion. And people were just literally jumping up and down out of their bodies, finally seeing their future. And if anybody is good at that, it's Lauren. Because most of us have been to the Eric stage. We've spoken on it. I don't know two people that have rented that place once, twice, many times. Lauren's awesome, man. This is unbelievable. This is a great venue. I think I'll rent it. And she's done it. And she's done it more than once. And it just about breaks her every time she does it. But the juice is worth the squeeze. So she goes and does it again and again and again. Because she's a lunatic. Because she came out of that same class as Tony Robbins, where nothing's impossible. Play it bigger when you feel like you're going to shrink down, expand instead. And that's what she does. And I love you, Lauren, and take it away.
That's a great way. I love that you said, juice, what did you say? Juice it with the squeeze it, whatever.
I have no idea. The juice is worth the squeeze.
The juice is worth the squeeze. I mean, I think that is it. You've got it when you're scared out of your mind, that's when you have to do it. And I, you're right. I took a risk. I said, if this is right here in front of me, if it's here in Las Vegas, and I can add value and help people by renting this place and putting on experience, then why wouldn't I do it? So I rented it this last January. We had 5,000 people virtually, 200 people. No, we had 100 and some in the studio because it was Omicron. We translated in five languages. And I personally put the money in that I did not have, right? It's kind of like what Eric always says. Say yes, tell the world, figure it out. And it was so amazing. I mean, if you can help one person, is it worth it? That's my whole thing. Yes. I mean, do contact mapping. Like, if you have one person, is it worth it? Absolutely. So then I was like, okay, let's do it again. So I rented it again. And that's why I just literally am coming off the event again that I rented the studio for. Me personally, I didn't ask anybody for any money. I put it on. Same thing with this event at the end of March. Me personally. I'm bringing in, you know, I'm bringing in a lot of women that, before, first I just got off with doing a podcast with Dr. Shefali, who's one of our speakers. She's amazing. If you don't know who she is, she's off the hook. We've got Kathy Buckley. But we've got a lot of, like, everyday women who are out there that you might not ever hear of them, but they are freaking total badasses. Can I say that on here?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's, oh, and like Marina, I think, I don't know, I was like, I'm hoping Marina's going to be there with us. This lady, amazing. Her name is Rhonda Viteri. Their book is Grit and Grind. And she does turnarounds for companies. She's done over 23 turnarounds. She's done 92 marathons, triathlons, everything, cray cray. She's amazing. Like I said, Dr. Shefali, Molly Carmel, who you'll hear about, a girl named, Kaylin, Shark Tank, and she created a company called Jiggy Puzzles. A lady named Mara Smith, she created Inspiro Tequila, which is all women owned. I mean, I could go on and on and on. Lucy Dowdy, who when her husband passed away, she inherited 60 of his companies, 60, and a football team, and she figured out how to run all of those companies. She's one of the top philanthropists in the world. She works with the Pope, and no one might even know who she is yet. But I'm going to make sure that the world knows who these people are. We have Hotworks is sponsoring the event. We also have Patriot, a lot of amazing companies that are really behind the event, because I believe that it's never too early and it's never too late to own your worth. You have a Holocaust survivor that was in Auschwitz. She was 14 years old working in Auschwitz. Still talking to your friend to see how we can have her be part of it as well. You guys, it's really important. People right now, they have to remember their worth. And people are playing, like you just said, owning your worth to me is all about playing at a bigger level and not playing small. So if there's a part of you that's feeling like you're playing small and you need something to kind of, you know, push you, not push you, but inspire you to own your mindset, own your money, and own your mission, that's what this is all about.
Own your mindset, own your money, own your mission. How cool is that? Every one of you. When was it? Men, women, child. I'm thinking about you, Phil Bevan. I'm thinking about you people out there where you can just literally change the world. And I'm in a space in my life right now at age 71 where literally every day is a thought process around what have I done? And what am I going to continue to do? What really drives me? And I want to go to your event. I mean, even though I'm a man, I want to go. And why? Because I'm telling you what, the women seem to be driving the game. I mean, most powerful women in network marketing, Eric talks a lot, you know, he gets a lot of play out of the old GoPro. But I'm telling you what, the badass, as your for your words, of the whole deal is Marina Worre bringing those women together with their stories of redemption, where they show other women how to do it. It's wonderful, and you're just an extension of that. And thank you, because we need the female Tony Robbins of the world to go out and grab that microphone, and that is you, Lauren, and thank you.
Well, you know, what I do love, I mean, I met Tony by delivering. That's how I started. We were dropping off food to the homeless, November 1989. And, you know, Adrian, you said something very important at the very beginning. You know, Tony talks a lot about something is there's the art, there's the science of achievement, but there's the art of fulfillment. And right now, we have to wake people up to what fulfillment, especially our youth, they need a compelling future. They need something, and that is mission. You know, the event's being done in Vegas, and we're going to have 200 in the studio and hopefully have lots of you online virtually or come live with us. But we're going to go. Everybody takes from Vegas, but people don't give back to Vegas. So we're helping many projects that are here in town, something that's called Project 150 that works with the homeless youth. We're working with an organization called Project Maryland that makes bags, the period bags for the homeless women and youth on the, I mean, there's so many amazing ways to give back. I really want to get people to take action, because we always say it's what you do after you go to an event that is more important than what you do at an event. So that's what this is about. How do you go out and live it in your life? You can come to my house and you can see that I'm living it. I've got bags here ready to pass out all the time to people that are in need. I've got, just like you guys, like I'm like here, I'm like, how can I really serve? How can I really leave a legacy in the world? And guys, it's time to wake up. We do not have 5, 10, 20 years. It's now. The power of now is so important. And that's really what I want to stress. And so some people might be like, oh, yeah, I should like do it. I mean, I'm going to from a very abundant mindset. And that's why I said, I'm looking for people to lock arms with us so that we can help people truly, truly own their worth.
Parents have many kids. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, you know, your kids, your team, your people who are looking at what you do, they might watch your mouth for a little bit, but they watch your feet pretty much. Right. You know, that's where the proof resides, and your kids pay attention. And,
terrible story.
Yeah,
it is. It's a crazy story.
There are levels of this.
There's levels of stupidity.
So anyway, long story short, when we were kids, when my parents first got divorced, my dad moved into like a singles like apartment complex with two bedrooms. So there was his bedroom and then a bedroom for my sister and I with a bunk bed. Well, one day we come over to dad's house. He goes, "Hey kids, great news. You guys got your own bedrooms." And we go, well, that's kind of weird. You aren't really allowed to put additions on apartment buildings. So how did that happen? And he goes, well, you know, this place has these huge closets. So each of you, your new room is you get to have one of my big walk-in closets in each of these two bedrooms as your room. And we go, well, that's weird. And okay, why? And he goes, well, I met a homeless person and he is going to live with us now. And this is all 100% true. And so his name was Isaac. What none of us knew was that he was truly going to become a part of our family until the day he died. He moved with us. And he spent 7 years of his life with us. He became part of our family. Child Protective Services was never called in this entire experience, which is maybe a miracle of the entire thing. But it taught me so much about, you know, and many other experiences, because that wasn't a one-off. That was an expression of who you were. But we spent time in homeless shelters. We spent time in the back of AA meetings. We spent time in all of these places and saw that it's more than just throwing a couple bucks in the plate as it goes by, that it's a lot more about actually giving a dang about another human being and being willing to see them. And as crazy and arguably stupid as it probably was at the beginning to let this guy move in with us, that was an expression of that this human being matters at a deep, deep level. And I will, you know, I've carried that with me my entire life.
So what your sister is, it's the way you are. It's the way Dominic is. Denise literally married him because we didn't kick him out when we got married. She just came along with a new family. Yeah. All of us need to learn from that. And see, you know, never look down at anybody unless you're bending over to lift them up. That's all it boils down to, right, Lauren?
Yeah, and I think you just never know. I mean, I remember when I had just gone through my divorce, the recession had happened here. It was hard, you know, it was hard times. And I didn't say I don't have the money or don't have the time to go help out. We went to a shelter. I took the boys. I couldn't take Asher because she was too young. The boys were behind the line serving, you know, the food. And then there was this man, Joss was taking the food over this man. I saw the guy take it and put the hood like over his face. And it turned out it was a doctor who was in town who lost his family during the recession, one of his sons went to school with Joss, and he didn't want Joss to recognize him. You know, I mean, you really just never ever know what someone's been through 5 minutes ago until you can take the time. You know, we always say just take the time. You guys, how hard is it just to say, how are you? How hard is it to say good morning? How hard is it to really go, I hope you have a great day? You know, how hard is it for you to put your freaking cart back in the, you know, when you go to the grocery store? Just do the right thing every doggone day of your life. And that's what I, you know, that's what I hope that we all wake up to, just doing the right thing. So.
Oh, man, that is so beautiful. And that's what this event is going to be about. OwnYourWorthExperience.com. And I know all of you can spell that. No spaces. Go do it and register during the break, because it's going to change your life. And it's going to change your perspective. It's going to change your outlook. And it's going to change your outcome. Those are what comes out of living a life of contribution. And if you look at every one of these people that have done it, it all boils down to serving others. Become that servant, and you are going to own the world. Trust me, I'm a doctor on that, right?
You're exactly right. And, you know, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is, I think, where people see who you are and whether you're willing to walk your talk. And so find the little ways to do it first. It doesn't have to be some big thing. So we're going to take one more break, and then we'll come back for the final segment. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault. Be back right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. Next week, Mark Victor Hansen and Lauren, at the very beginning of the show, was holding up a People magazine with Mark Victor Hansen in one corner, the Dalai Lama in the other, and her in the middle. That gives you some idea of the caliber of today's guests. And I like her better than literally any woman I know. Because I know her. I swear. It's a true. I've seen you at that. It's kind of like Mark Victor Hansen. I've seen you when no one else is looking.
Yeah.
And I see what you worry about. And it makes me so happy because it's not about it. It's about them every time. And that's cool, right?
That was a really shockingly profound statement.
Well, it's interesting because when Tony asked me to launch Life Mastery 21 years ago and moved to Fiji to launch the program, we literally moved our whole family there. And I got there and I'm like, oh my God, maybe I sign on for something too big. And I'm like, oh my God, this is scary. And I went to Tony and I said, you could have brought anybody here in the world. Why did you choose me? Because I was only, you know, in my 30s. And he said, Lauren, because I knew you'd take care of these people. And I'm like, I know how to do that. I'm like, he goes, the skills will show up. I think if people stop for a second, stop making it so freaking complicated. It's what contact mapping does, right? Just take care of people. Just keep in touch with them. Just do those things. Like, stop for a little bit. And I said, I know how to take care of people. The skills that I need to take care of these people will show up. But if all he wants me to make sure I do is to take care of them, I'm good. So I just wanted to throw that in there, you know?
So what you said about pay attention, you know, what are the things that these people worry about? That's what those are the preoccupations, right? And how many people have you been around that are preoccupied with what everybody else thinks about them or how much money they're making or all this bull stuff that doesn't really matter versus the leaders who you have been around who are preoccupied with taking care of these people? And the, you know, that Tony, because you and Tony are, you know, contemporaries of each other, that Tony saw that at that age in the ascension that he was on and, you know, all of the ego and other stuff that, you know, he could have said a million things about why he chose you. And that reveals his character too of those things are secondary to caring about people. And yes, you have to be competent. But there's so many competent people out there, those that have that heart and that insistence on looking after people, those are rare gems. And
before I forget it, I think everybody needs to write this down because especially with social media right now, that it could be people think that it's top of mind. You know, your goal is to be top of mind. No. And what you guys represent and the reason why I love being with you is that you don't want to be just top of mind. You want to be deepest in their heart.
Yeah.
You want to be deep in someone's heart. You need to know that you actually give a you-know-what about them. And I think and that's what we need. People need to be able to trust again. They don't know who to trust. They don't know who's going to really deliver. They don't know what, because it's been so, you know, surfaced about so many things, and be deepest in their heart. I know who my peeps are, right? I see a couple of my peeps on too. You know, I love Gigi and Cindy and some of these people that they're just good, good, good people. But we know we got each other's back. And find your tribe and love them hard.
Well, I am going to quote you about 10 times, and then I'm stealing, not top of mind, deepest in the heart. That baby is Gon Johnson. That is a great quote. And that's who I want to be when I grow up. Yeah. I want to affect you profoundly. I don't want to be a soundbite. Look at his car. Look at his house. Look at his this. Look at his that. I want people to say, Tom Chenault gave a rat's about me. Lauren LaHave gave a rat's about me. Adrian Chenault, that woman that you met today, that girl is going to do stuff with her life.
Yeah.
You can tell because she doesn't care about the surface. She's interested in the depth. And that's so beautiful, Lauren. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So, I don't know. That's what drives me every day. I mean, I think that it's like that. If we get past, I mean, how many cars can you have? How many houses can you have? How many clothes can you wear? How many handbags? Like, really? Like, how many people you can affect by just being nice, by just doing the right thing, by just, like, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't get any other way. I don't know any other way. Someone can tell me, like, there's all these things too. Like, why do I really want people to be at this, to be a part of this? Because let me tell you something, Tom and Adrian. I've turned down people to be a part of this event because there have been women, there are great women, but their energy of what this event represents, it's not the place for them. This isn't the space. I'm sure there will be a time to be a space, but this isn't, you know, we're not selling things. We're just digging in deep and we're going in there and going, how do you mind your money? How do you understand what you can do and give back more with your beliefs about money and then go out there and live your mission on a beautiful level, and it's time, y'all. So that's why, like, the tickets are nothing. Right now we're actually giving them for $97. We're doing a glam in time. So you can get two tickets for $97, and I'm also going to either give somebody, if they want this book, her book, or if they want my I Am cards, or if they want Dr. Shefali's new book. So for $97, they're going to get one of these books. They're going to get two tickets to the event virtually, and those live people, we have the general tickets, and obviously they'll get one of those as well. I want people to understand we have to come together, and especially as women. You know, a lot of women say they've got a lot more guy friends than they do girlfriends. That's not good. That's not good. If we want the world to heal, the world needs a big hug right now, right? So that's what the world needs right now, and it's those women coming together. It's that mama energy that needs to be out there right now more than ever.
All right. Mark Victor Hansen next week. We love you guys. Lauren, don't go away. We love everybody. Thanks for listening to the show.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.